So with that, we would like to see if there's any joints, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Please.
We have a praise. Mark has a referral from the
VA. Oh, hallelujah.
However, it's not all the way through the system yet. We're hoping this week we'll get an urologist. He's been urinating a little better, a little more.
Good.
But he's still having difficulty. And also my mother broke her pelvic bone at church last week.
Yeah. Wow.
She's got a yellow problem. Doctor said she can do whatever she can stand as far as her pain tolerance goes. So there's nothing to do to fix it. It's just let it go. It's in alignment and all that. So she's on the prayer list already. I'm going to leave her there.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
When is your appointment at the urologist?
Well, we are on site yet, we're still waiting on the approval.
Oh.
It's in the process. I mean, they've got everything. It's been approved. It's just got to go from one department to the other. Mm-hmm.
Well, that my heart goes out to you, because I thought the VA got their act together a little bit more than that. evidently not. So,
still got to go through the
camp. Yeah.
Prayers are working.
Yeah, prayers are working, yeah. Amen. So, anybody else? Sandra?
Yesterday, I went and had pictures done with Jessica and Joanna and had a really good time. The other two ended up backing out at the last minute. They had something more important to do, so we had a good time. Just the three of us had lunch, and I got a phone call from my friend that lives in Tennessee, and she had an emergency situation. I thought she was just calling for a chit-chat, and she said, no, I need you. Don't hang up. And so Stan had to drive out to the airport and help her husband get a rental car because they would not take a debit card.
Uh-huh.
And so he got in on the road, and they got down to South Florida, where the hurricane damaged the house that her son is living in. So they're down there doing all the repairs and themselves. They got the enough money to get the materials to repair the house, but there's so many insurance companies that have gone bankrupt.
Yeah.
And she said she took the settlement that they had, and because they're all very versed in construction and they're doing the work themselves, and she said that the house is progressing, and it's Pam Allier and Brian Allier. So they're doing all the repairs, and they said, now it's getting ready to be hurricane season again.
Yeah.
So they're finally getting that together. And so,
not only those folks in South Florida, but we also got a list of all the folks who have been touched by these massive tornadoes kind of running through the middle of the country. There was another one this morning that touched down about 60, 80 miles south of Atlanta. So, the weather is just horrendous. Travis.
Yeah, you were talking about the translation. It's ironic because I was listening to a YouTube on translations and early translations of the scripture, this past week. And they were talking about how precious it was in the early church to have any scripture available. And that it usually wasn't individuals. It was somebody in authority maybe that had it and could read it very, very rarely. And I told Tina, I asked her the other day when she got up, I said, how many Bibles do we have in our house? And I was like, she said, we probably got 6, 10.
No, probably 20.
Maybe 20. And I ask you to ask yourself the same thing.
Yeah.
And how often do we pick them up? How hungry are we to know our Lord and Savior? Because that's where He's revealed to us. It's through the Scriptures. And so, I mean, it gave me a heart that I want to know Him more. I want to study more. I want to read more. Spend more time. And get the dust off.
Amen. Thank you. That kind of reminds me of a cute story when preachers used to visit more than we do now. We're such a mobile society. Preachers don't come and visit, come once every Sunday after church and eat fetus and all that stuff. And this one preacher told the lady that he was coming over to her house and after church, and so she got to the house and she read things up nice and neat, and she took things off of the coffee table, and she told her son to put things out in the other room. The preacher's coming. Preacher came and they sat down. Oh, honey, she said, would you go to the room and bring out my favorite book? Okay, Mom. He went over there and brought out the Saturday Evening Post. Amazing. But you're right. We got a lot of different translations, a lot of different Bibles. But I carry one in my little briefcase because, like, if you need someplace in Walmart, I'll sit and I'll just pull out that little New Testament with Psalms and Proverbs and just the New Testament. Yes, ma'am.
Talking about translations and everything, my sister-in-law, her oldest son, did a post on Facebook. And I looked at it, and I read it, and I read it, and I read it again. And I said, oh, Lord, you're going to make me do this, aren't you? And so I started typing, and I stepped out, and I said, I'm probably just going to get a lot of kickback over this. But I mentioned that... because it had to do with church, and they were slamming a church that had sent out letters to some of their members that had not been coming to church that, you know, were taking off the roster. And so he had something not so nice to say about it, not bad words or anything, but not so nice to say about it. And I said... that, you know, you need to be careful. I said, you know, there's always wolves dressed in sheep's clothing, set up to destroy the church from the inside out. I just went to see Jesus Revolution, and I said it was very well done. It started in the 60s and 70s. It started with the hippies because they didn't want the hippies in the church. And I said, so all are welcome. And I said, so don't let this discourage you. And I said a few more things. I can't remember, you know, right to the...
I appreciate you being an apologist for the gospel. And sometimes we all need to do that.
I told her, I said, I hope this helps both you and your Amen. Friends understand. Amen. And I said, with much love, Aunt Sandy. And so I hit the post button. I was like, okay, now I'm in for it. But nobody came back and said anything negative or who do you think you are?
My opinion about some things is about truth, especially people go, well, the truth hurts. Well, if you're not in harmony with the truth, that's when it hurts.